Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Dr. Ford, today, during the initial Kavanaugh, her testimony in the Kavanaugh hearing today, could not recall details, recent details of her life over the last few days and weeks and months. But every Democrat senator believed her and thanked her and had Kavanaugh guilty. Now, I don't know if you watched any of that, but it was an utter disgrace to watch the Democrats literally abandon the rule of law, jurisprudence, common sense, human decency, and in fact, most importantly through all of it, due process in this country, which is the basic foundation of our judicial system, that anybody accused is presumed innocent before being found guilty, if they're found guilty by a preponderance of the evidence. In this case, in a legal case anyway, it would be in a courtroom, not civil, but civil case be preponderance of the evidence, but by reasonable doubt. And we've seen none of that. What you've witnessed today, what does this have to do with guns? It has absolutely everything to do with guns. Now, I'm going to be honest with you today. As I speak to you today, Kavanaugh is speaking now. And it would have been very easy for me to run a backup and continue to watch this. Because what Kavanaugh has just done to the Democrats on the panel is what Grassley should have done when the hearing first started, because he knew they were going to play these games. So to talk about all of this, Mike Pawarski from the Arms Room called me a couple times today, utterly irate. We had some fascinating conversation today. So I said, you know what, let's bring it in and let's talk about it a little bit today. Let's bring it around first, second, third, and into home as this pertains to gun rights as well. We'll kind of tie all of this together for you. In the process, we'll probably get very angry and we'll probably have some fun with you. Mike, welcome to the show. Remember, we are not on satellite right. I have to tell you this today, and I know you know this because you're on terrestrial radio also, but we are not on satellite radio, and it will be very difficult to keep the satellite radio moment words contained today. I've never seen anything like this, and I'm old enough to remember Thomas and Coke cans and pubic hairs and everything else that we had to endure then. This is, I'm going to say, after Kavanaugh's opening statement, far more riveting. Your thoughts on all this?
Yeah, absolutely. I was fascinated how Kavanaugh actually said the borking. He brought up to talk about the Democrats, and it's fascinating. I know you and I did talk about how can we top this? How can we top what's on right now? The program today should be okay, folks, go turn it on and watch it, and we'll get with you afterwards. But no, we're gonna try and do what we can. I'm here to help and assist and try and bring what we can to the people, the insight that we have on this.
All right, you had some fascinating insight, and you've got a law enforcement background. You've been in courtrooms. And I understand this. And I watched it unfold, and I thought it was utterly brilliant. And I knew there was a strategy to this, but you articulated it very well. You have the Republicans questioning not only Ms. Ford, but also Judge Kavanaugh, soon to be Justice Kavanaugh, too, by the way. But the prosecutor is also, Ms. Mitchell, is also questioning him. And there was as I was watching the hearing this morning, I was watching the prosecutor, and she seemed to be she was following methodical line of questioning. And you brought that up when we talked. Why was she doing that?
Listen, when you watch these hearings, or this the confirmation hearing is what it is. It's not a legal hearing, and it's amazing how the Democrats will point out this is not a legal proceeding. It's not a legal proceeding, almost right. to put them at ease, but with, by misleading them, because the first thing they do is they make these witnesses swear in. They administer an oath. I've always thought that it would be wonderful also if they did that to the senators while they were in there to keep them to their word, so they could charge them if they wanted to. But they put these two under oath. And Ms. Mitchell, Prosecutor Mitchell there, she starts to ask very particular questions, very specific questions, things that can easily be proven or disproven with the corroborative evidence that we have from the other people that were there, just based on Dr. Ford's statements that she's given previous, that she's sworn to here. These things can be proven or disproven later. And my theory is this is being done by the Republicans. This is being done with Dr. Mitchell, or excuse me, with Prosecutor Mitchell as their tool, so that maybe this will be the last time this happens. When this is proven that this is a smear campaign, when this is proven that she sat in that booth and lied and perjured herself, felony, to Senate, they can go after her and keep this from ever happening again. Nobody's going to stand up again and make it and do the same mistake.
All right, so your line of so your theory here is, now they're taking a break now, which is a good thing. I hope they'll take a 50-minute break.
Yeah.
All right. I would have paid to watch this. This was pay-per-view for me because I knew, well, we'll go there in just a minute. But, in fact, I'll make a note of that. Go there in just a minute. Go there in just a minute. In just a minute. But I'm going to remember, just a minute. Go where?
Yeah.
Back to Kavanaugh. All right, here's the deal. What you're telling me and what I'm hearing from you and what I want the listener to take away is that the methodical line of questioning by Prosecutor Mitchell was designed to set up basically what we would refer to, at least in this line, what I refer to it as a perjury trap.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a perjury trap. It's they gave her every opportunity to set herself up. You know, they put the tools out there. You know, maybe trap is not the right word.
Yeah. The trap would be more along the lines of Mueller getting into the Oval Office and trying to trap Trump into a perjury charge.
Yeah, yeah.
In this particular case, what they're doing,
they gave her the
right.
Room.
In this case, what they're doing is they're giving her what we already know. Tell us where you were. Tell us what you did. Tell us what happened. Boom, 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 boom. Then it goes over to Kamala Harris, who says, let me remind you that you're not on trial here. That you're not on trial here. Well, lady, she's under oath.
Correct.
And lying to you is a felony. So in a sense, she is in that respect. And what Mitchell was doing was laying it out there for her so that when everything comes to fruition, and it will, except one thing, we'll never know.
Right, right.
We'll never know. And she knows that. That's how she gets out of a perjury charge, by the way. Because Kavanaugh just said the same thing. He flat out said, I have no doubt that she believes she was molested by someone. It wasn't me. And she can't remember how she got where she went, how she left. She can't remember any of these things. So, yeah, I think what you saw there, and you're seeing it now with Kavanaugh as well, and I think it's a brilliant move on the Republicans' parts. Now, let me shift over real quick before I go back there and just go back there in just a minute to Kavanaugh. And what I was referring to was his forceful statement, and that's what we're going to go back to. Lindsey Graham. I've never been a big fan of Lindsey Graham. I think Lindsey Graham has been too moderate many times over the years, and he's a lot of reason. He's part of the problem to a certain extent. He's why we have Elena Kagan, for example, and these other things that he feels that it's okay because he'll tell you flat out that elections have consequences, and Elena Kagan is highly qualified, and that's the president's responsibility under the Constitution. So I'm going to go ahead and move to vote for her. Now, you see, that's coming from a different day, all right? That was before the Democrats came out as the prohibitionists, as the socialists that they are. So I'm going to cut Lindsey Graham just a little bit of slack on that. Just a little bit, not enough. Not a lot, but just enough. The point that I'm trying to make here is Lindsey Graham is satellite radio moment, word off. And I've never quite seen him this mad. You heard his statements earlier after he left the hearing with Ford. What did you think about what you heard?
Yeah, Lindsey Graham was clearly at his the end of his rope. You know, he's whatever his reasons before for the reasons, you know, way he acted. You know, it doesn't seem like it ever got to this point. It ever got to the point where he was riled up, mad. And you could hear the southern, you know, and he's already got the southern draw, but you could hear it coming out like he was ready to beat somebody down. You know, that he was very angry at the way the Democrats had been treating Kavanaugh and been, you know, using kid gloves to treat Ford and you know, the way they sit up there on every turn, all 10 of the Democrat senators. You're a hero. You're courageous. We thank you for being here. America loves you. You could see,
and we believe
the steam
you.
the steam coming out of his ears every time it was said.
And let me say, there's a method for my madness, Mike, and to you, listener. I'll wait to tell you what that method to my. Well, I'll tell you what the method is. There is a method to my madness here. I'm going to turn this back into firearms. I can promise you, because I can, because it's very easy to do, and I'm going to use Lindsey Graham to do that. I'll use Lindsey Grahamnesty to do that. Because you see, Lindsey Graham, Grahamnesty, don't you love that? Sometimes that just pops out. It's kind of like Dan Rather bias. Sometimes you just, that's what I called him for so long, Dan Rather bias. Sometimes it just pops out. But by the way, listeners, I have been waiting for a sneeze all day long. I told you yesterday I had a cold. It may come during this hour. If it does, my gosh, I apologize. But, oh, I can't wait for it. So, having said that, Lindsey Graham was a defense attorney, a prosecutor, and a judge. Lindsey Graham knows a little bit about the law. Okay, so I'll give it to him. Lindsey Graham knows a lot bit about the law. He knows what he saw today, and he knows what would hold up and what wouldn't hold up. We'll tie it all together for you over the remainder of the hour, back after this. As an Armed American Radio listener, I know you've all heard the left's lies about gun owners. I talk about it every day. I'm sick of it. They never tell the true stories of responsibly armed Americans defending themselves. They never do it. And because of that, if you're ever forced to use your gun in self-defense, it's impossible to know if you'll be hailed as a hero or a criminal. But that ends now. With the USCCA's free critical self-defense survival guide, you'll finally learn what to do when the smoke clears. Because knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police could mean the difference between freedom or a jail cell. You can claim your copy in seconds. It's 100% free. And for a limited time, you'll also get a deadly force checklist. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get yours right now. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll hear true stories of survival with their brand new Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense audiobook. That's three life-saving tools, 100% free. But they're only available to my listeners until next week. Don't wait. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. What a day. What a disgusting, sad display of what a once proud party, a Democrat party, has devolved into. And that party got put in its place today by a one Brett Kavanaugh, who is going to be confirmed, by the way, as he opened up his statement today in defense of himself and these unbelievable accusations that are just crawling out of the woodwork now. Let me go to Mike Pawarski from Arms Room Radio. Mike, I said I was going to go back there. Let me go back there real quick. You heard, I presume, Kavanaugh's opening remarks today, right?
Brilliant. Brilliant. Brilliant.
And why, tell me why. Tell me why. Why were they brilliant?
He brought his anger with him. He brought every point, every fact. He brought his experience from the time he was 12 or 14 years old, you know, I think is where he started with his calendars and his diaries, you know, and boy, oh boy, you remember the kid, Mark, that used to have a diary in school? Wow. Yeah. Thank goodness Kavanaugh had one, you know, because I'm sure we made fun of the kids with the diaries, and boy, this guy's, you know, that's why this guy's gonna be a Supreme Court justice, and you and I are just talking on the radio. You know, that's what stands this guy apart. But you know, it was sincere, and it was a message. It was a warning to the Democrats that you know what, game time's over. If the Republicans sitting up here on this committee and in the Senate are not going to speak up, then I'm going to do it. So you guys better go put your helmets on because it's going to be a fight.
That is exactly what he did. Well said. He threw the proverbial shot right across the bow at him. And he said, I'm not going to sit here and lay down. You have basically destroyed my life. And he mentioned senators on the panel without mentioning their names. There was a senator on this panel who called me evil.
Yeah.
Evil. There was another senator on this panel that said, millions of people would die if I am confirmed. Because I'm evil, and death threats and so forth. Now, I wanted to go back to that because that forceful statement that he gave put every Democrat on that panel on notice. Now, remember, listener, the Democrats are the party of gun prohibition. These are the people. What you're witnessing them do to Kavanaugh, let me just kind of give you a hint as we round third in the next segment. They will do to you as a gun owner. They're already trying to do it to you. Shaming you, insulting you, calling you murderers. This is a party of no shame. And you are witnessing it play out. Kavanaugh threw the shot because it's fixable. Kavanaugh threw the shot across the bow. He essentially said, how dare you? And he pointed and he said, and he clearly said, those on this side of the panel. And he did it again right before we went on air. He's mentioned that a number of times. He has put the Democrats on notice that if you attack me now, I'm letting you know I'm attacking you back. And as a result of that, I watched Feinstein come out very cautious. Now, why do I bring that up, Mike? It's interesting. Because I made a comment a few days ago. The circus that Kavanaugh refers to this as, which I know you'll agree with me, right? It's a circus, right?
Absolutely, 100%.
When Grassley opened up the hearings a couple weeks ago, I made comment. You know what he could have done? He could have pointed, after he got rid of all the protesters, and I still don't know why they let them all in, but regardless, what he could have done was he could have looked out at Judge Kavanaugh and he could have said, let me tell you what's getting ready to happen here. Our friends, if that's what you want to call them, over here on this side of the aisle, are going to attempt to destroy you because you are a nominee of this president and they hate this president. We've seen this play out in the past. You've seen this play out in the past. You are no rookie to government. Your wife is going to be a target, and your children and your family and your friends will be a target. They will attempt to destroy your life. They may very well succeed. They're going to level accusations against you that are going to shock you that you've never heard of. And if that one doesn't stick, they're going to come out with another one. And they will be relentless, and they will not stop. And I'm going to ask you right now before this hearing begins, are you willing, ready, and able to defend against this because they're going to accuse you of the most vile things. They're going to accuse you possibly of sexual misconduct, of things that you've never done in your life. We've seen this play out. Are you prepared for that? And I'm going to bet you right now, Kavanaugh would have said yes. And you know what would have happened? It would have made that Hail Mary pass in the 11th hour by Feinstein. It would have, she would have been laughed off the dais. Laughed. Here you go. What did I tell you was going to happen? Mike, do you agree with that?
Yeah, you listen, and I don't know why they don't do it, Mark. You know, you watch these hearings, and the Republicans go about these hearings in an organized fashion, following Robert's Rules of Order and the rules of Senate, just like they should be. And then as soon as it's turned over to the Democrats, it's the word you used. It's exactly a circus. It makes the videos we see from Indonesia with them fighting in the aisles seem like, oh, that's how it's supposed to happen, I guess.
Grassley knew this. Everybody knew it, yet the Republicans continue to think that the Democrat machine is going to play fair. They're not. What, again, I'm going to go back to Lindsey Graham. Very impressed with his comments today. Very impressed. And he pointed right out to Feinstein. He just didn't name her. And you know, they need to start naming them. We all know who it is, Senator. We all know who it is. But Graham, let me be nice to Lindsey today, all right? Lindsey's been through a lot lately. He's actually been quite forceful as this has unfolded. Excuse me. But he said their tactic here is to pull this out at the last moment to destroy this man and to push this through the midterms, take the Senate back, and never, and I'm convinced of this, and never approve any judge of Donald Trump's again until after the 2020 elections. That's exactly what their tactic is. Graham knows it. So, gun owner, I ask you this question. As you sit and watch this unfold, you've heard me talk about this, how relentless the Democrats, how much they hate you and hate your guns. You're watching this unfold now. Do you believe they want to play nice with your right to keep and bear arms? Imagine if the Senate, the House, and the White House all flip D. Mike, where are we when you watch this? And this is what I want people to take away from this. I'm kind of rounding home a little early here, but that's okay. As people watch this unfold, Mike, what do they need to know about voting in the midterms? You got 30 seconds before the break. Go ahead.
Listen, this Judge Kavanaugh, is a champion of your Second Amendment rights. If he's not confirmed, if they find a way to continue to throw up these red flags, you could throw your Second Amendment rights pretty much out the window, because if they gain control of the Senate, they gain control of the House, then that's it. It's done. Then, you know, the court is locked at 4-4 with the 8 members on there, and that's it. Your Second Amendment rights hang in the balance on this confirmation and this midterm election. And how this confirmation goes is how the midterm election goes.
All right. Well thought. Well thought out. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Mike Pawarski, second half of the show. Back after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, what does all of this have to do with your right to bear arms? Well, I'll tell you what, it has everything with your right to do with your right to bear arms. You know, I've been telling you about the USCCA's Critical Self-Defense Survival Guide. Listen to how I start that off. We've all heard the left's lies about gun owners. I'm sick of it. They never tell the true stories of responsibly armed Americans defending themselves. They never tell the truth about anything if it doesn't push forward their socialist agenda. I want you to keep that in mind. That irony is not lost on me when I tell you this stuff about the Critical Self-Defense Survival Guide, which I'm going to do now. But I love the way it starts because it fits. All this ties together. And because if you're ever, let me put it this way, because if you're ever forced to use a gun in self-defense, it's impossible to know if you're going to be hailed as a hero or a criminal. I can tell you what the lefty's going to call you, right? But that ends today because the USCCA's free Critical Self-Defense Survival Guide will teach you, finally, you will learn what to do when the smoke clears. Because knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police and can mean the difference between freedom and a jail cell. You can claim your copy in seconds. It's 100% free. Limited time. You also get the Deadly Force Checklist, armedandresponsible.com. Go get it. You'll also hear True Stories of Survival with their brand new shocking True Stories of Self-Defense audiobook. You're going to hear from the real people. 3 life-saving tools, 100% free. Only available to my listeners until next week. Don't wait. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com right now. You know, I also recorded one of these things for Sean Hannity that's going to be running on his show. Can't wait to hear that. That's going to be fun. Oh, man, I'll tell you, I'm aggravated today. Mike Pawarski from Arms Room, jump in back in here with me. I'll tell you what, I'm having some fun during the break. Sean and I were both watching and listening to Kavanaugh, and Sean jumped in out of nowhere. He says, oh, it's getting good now. And it is because what we discussed at the beginning, Mike, of Kavanaugh throwing that shot across the bow of the Dems on the panel is coming to fruition with this goofball Leahy. Now, here's part of the problem, Mike, in Congress. When he said, well, I'm well aware of that, Judge. I've been on this committee 44 years. Mike, I'm going to submit to you. That's part of the problem right there, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely is. You know, I jumped on the break also and went and watched it. And Judge Kavanaugh put he delivered a blow to Leahy. I mean, he just smacked him down. Leahy tried to cut him off, and the judge just about stood up and yelled at him, no, you asked the question, and now you're going to hear the answer.
Yeah, he put them on notice. He's following through, is he not?
Yeah, he is. He is. You know, before we went to break last segment, Mark, I said, you know, how this confirmation hearing goes is how the midterms are going to go. I didn't mean the outcome. I, like you, I believe that that Judge Kavanaugh will be confirmed. But the Republicans' actions during the rest of the confirmation hearing, if they sit down and let the Democrats continue to beat them, they're going to get beat during the midterms. If they stand up now as the grand old party, as the GOP, and show their chutzpah, you know, and how strong they can be, and they're not going to take this anymore, then they'll win in the midterms.
I'll tell you how dopey the Democrats are on this committee. They were unaware of what Grassley was doing to them from the outset. It's very clear to me that if I'm not mistaken, I may be proven wrong here, but I don't think so. I think what I'm seeing unfold here is, and I wish they would do this when it comes to getting concealed carry reciprocity through. I wish they would learn to play this game on a much larger scale. But I think what I saw Grassley do today was, if I'm correct, was brilliant. I mean, they were just as nice as they could possibly be to Ms. Ford, which is exactly what they should have been, number one, and they were. They were very nice to their colleagues on the left, which is exactly what they should have been if they're following this pattern that I believe they're following. And they allowed the quote-unquote career prosecutor to ask the questions and shut up in the process. And the Democrats never once caught on that the Republicans were acting a little bit different. And what that different was allowing the Democrats enough room, because they knew they had to know what Kavanaugh was going to say. They'd read his prepared statement. They had to know. I think the Republicans, Mike, knew that he was going to come out very, very forceful with that statement, which he did, which would then in turn put the Democrats on notice because they knew he was going to call some of them out, making it very difficult for them to come back and attack him after that statement. Now, you throw in there the tears that were, you know, these weren't crocodile tears. These weren't Barack Obama, is everybody watching me? Let me rub my eye tears. This was a man who's been drugged through the ringer. And I think that's a level of brilliance there when you combine that with why they had Mitchell with the line of questioning that she had. I think this all ties together to Grassley just allowing the Democrats to make complete, utter fools of themselves and basically securing this nomination. I may be wrong. What do you think?
Yeah, and listen, when he cried, when he had the tears, I wouldn't say cried, when he welled up, when his eyes got red, this was over, you know, sincere respect for his parents, for his father, the way he was talking about his father, and you could tell how much he respects and honors his father. You know, he welled up when he talked about how his 10-year-old said that we should pray for Dr. Ford, to hear that knowledge come from a 10-year-old. He's worried about how his lifelong friends are going to, their names may be dragged through the mud because of his ambitions in life. You know, that to me was just not the, well, I'm crying for the sympathy while I'm up here. It was absolutely, his opening statement was brilliant.
You know, I'm looking at Twitter, and I'm doing a million things here at the same time. Dana Lash's husband, Chris, I'm proud to call Chris a friend of mine, says, dear men, don't drink beer, go to parties, lift weights, play sports, keep a calendar or diary, get emotional when falsely accused. It's all proof of, pound on my show, toxic masculinity to the progressives. If we don't stop this madness now, we will never be able to have a civil society again. I think what you're seeing here is when Kavanaugh, and I, by the way, I believe Americans are going to drink a ton of beer tonight. I do. I predict that. Because Kavanaugh came out and said, I loved beer then. The drinking age, he and I are about the same age. I'm about 3 years older than he is. 2.5 years older than he is. But the drinking age was 18 when I was a kid. 18 when he was a kid, even in Maryland. And he says, I drank beer then. I drink beer in college. I drink beer now. I love beer now, and I'm not afraid of that. I still love beer. I think Americans are going to drink a ton of beer tonight in honor of him. What do you think?
Yeah, this guy could be on the cover of a box of Budweiser tomorrow. Yeah,
I hope he's drinking something better than Budweiser. Al, no offense against Budweiser. I like Budweiser too, okay? I like Coors Light too, but I hope he's drinking something. Well, hey, I like a cold Budweiser. I don't have a problem with that. I shouldn't have said that. Wouldn't be my first choice, but...
Mine either. I pulled them out just because of the sheer numbers that they sell, you know. But yeah, this guy's definitely going to sell some brew. That's for sure. But yeah, and you're right. He made that comment that masculinity. This is you know, total masculinity trying to get shut down. This could be what you're seeing here. This could be the death of the legitimate. Yeah, the illegitimate Me Too movement. Are there people out there that are victims? There absolutely are. But this nonsense. Look, you got Samantha. What's her name? Alyssa Milano sitting in the audience there because you know she's a victim now. You know she's a multi-billionaire that agreed to do what anybody else wanted to do. Millionaire. I'm sorry, but now she's a victim as well. You know this is the stuff that's got to end. And this is what will end it.
By the Democrat standard that I witnessed today, and I know this is a bold statement I'm about to make, but this could have long-term implications. All right, I believe that we could see the battleship beginning to turn to the, you know, in this crazy Twitter sphere, weird world, upside down, crazy weirdo world that we live in. Because by the Democrats' own standards that I witnessed today anyway, any man who's ever asked a woman on a date or said no or tried to lean over and kiss a woman he thought maybe he was misreading her signals is guilty of some type of crime. Any man who's ever had a woman say no, 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 is guilty of some type of crime. And that couldn't be further from the truth. Because when I was a kid, being, oh, dude, she just dissed you, man. Oh, and you were so embarrassed, you went into a hole and cried. All right? Now, I got Sean laughing at me when he just gave me my 30-second count. He's probably laughing at me because I'm going to guess it probably happened to him. Or it was just my comedic delivery. I think we've all been there. Mike, you got 20 seconds. You ever had a woman turn you down?
Absolutely not. Never happened in my whole life, Mark. Okay, that's such a lie.
That's such a lie. But to use their own description there, that would be considered. If you ask somebody out, they don't like it. That's an unwanted advance. I mean, it's crazy where the left is trying to bring America together, trying to divide the sexes as if somehow we hate each other. We've got to get back to leading normal lives in America today. And this might very well be a turning point. Kavanaugh's not letting them down. And I just missed Durbin. Can't wait to see that during the break. That's great about those hold buttons. We'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.org.
saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
I have never in my life as an adult witnessed a political party so unhinged. Gun owners, I've got to warn you here. Sean, jump in. You just made a comment. What'd you say?
I said it sounds good for that Lindsey Graham has lightened the fire under these people. It's about time these guys get it together.
Yeah, well, I've got it paused here, and I'm going to go back and listen to it. But, Mike, I got to excite gun owners here for just a second. I was listening to this with Sean. I was watching this during the break. Now, many of you, most of you probably are listening to this program, have already seen this on the evening news or wherever you get your news at night. You're listening to it later in the evening. You're catching it on a podcast or you're listening to it live on your station and maybe, you know, tape delay an hour and a half, 2 hours, three, whatever it is. The fact of the matter is I want you to hear this part of the commentary. You don't need me to repeat what you're already seeing or hearing. I hope you go back and watch this. It's riveting stuff. For the sake of the fact, or by virtue of the fact, that Kavanaugh has just put the Democrats in their place. And I believe this could be a game changer here. But I'm watching Senator Durbin make a complete ass of himself in front of this committee, and I paused it. And I know Lindsey Graham's getting ready to come up behind this. But gun owners, I want you to pay very careful attention to me here. What you're watching or what you saw today or what you're hearing about now is what is going to happen to you if you don't get your butt out there and vote in November. These people hate Kavanaugh. They hate him because they hate Trump. They hate what he stands for. They hate anything that disagrees with them. Mike, I'm sorry. I'm trying to hold back the satellite radio moment words here, man. I got to do it. But they hate anything that they don't agree with, that they hate it. To the point that they intentionally and deliberately destroyed this man. The very people who did it got called out by him in his opening statement for doing just that. Now they're trying to come back and try to double down, and Kavanaugh is burying them. Gun owners, I'm telling you, pay very careful attention to this. This is what they have in store for you. And believe me, you will be their number one target if they take back the House and Senate. You will be their number one target. Mike, this is pretty powerful stuff I'm watching, but I want to ask you a question. Are the Democrats really this stupid? Because this is now clearly drawn on partisan lines. It is very clear that Kavanaugh feels very friendly with the Republicans and very clear that he feels very friendly with the Democrats. During his opening statement, he made a comment. I can assure you, as most of the people sitting up here know, what goes around comes around. Was Kavanaugh very slyly saying, when I'm confirmed, watch, wait? This is human nature. Is he put him on notice?
Yeah, he does put him on notice. Think about it now. Think about, and I just saw Lindsey Graham. I know you've got it on pause. I don't have that fancy technology that you have. It's just running here on the TV. But he absolutely got up there and put them in his place. This is with Kavanaugh on the bench on the big court, and these Republicans standing up behind him now. These Democrats know that they're done. You know, the Second Amendment is no longer an issue. It's a right that shall not be infringed. We know what Judge Kavanaugh's said in the Heller 2 majority dissent. We know what got said there. We know what his position are. Him on the bench is Trump's pick. It's the Second Amendment is strong. It's they lose the court. They lose the midterm election, and it's rolling. I think, Mark, do I think they're dumb? I think they're stupid. I think that they don't know what's going to happen to them. I think that, you know, they're playing chess, and I think they only have to play two moves ahead. You know, they don't realize that it's played far more many moves than that ahead.
Well, I would have never given the Republicans credit at all for playing 4, 5, and 6 moves down on a chessboard. However, in today's hearing from this morning on, I'm beginning to think that they may very well have outfoxed the hen, and there's no question about it. I believe that now even more so after seeing Durbin. Now, I haven't seen Lindsey Graham, but after his very strong commentary today when questioned by reporters, I have to believe that he is going to lay it on heavy. And I know Sean has seen that. I just don't give it away to me, Sean, but I know I'm right. I don't think Lindsey Graham is going to be very, very friendly here for a number of different reasons. But, you know, human nature. Kavanaugh's a good, decent man. He's a judge that rules based on what the constitution. He's a constructionist. He's an originalist. And I get all that. And I know from people who know him personally that I've spoken to that know him that he rules based on the law, not on emotion or politics or partisanship. But I have a real funny feeling that when a case that Dick Durbin feels is important is before him, I think human nature might take over after something like this. Could I be right? Mike, your thoughts?
I think you could. You know, Mark, I think you're right. I think this looks good now. This looks good today. I think Grassley's going to hold them to the vote tomorrow. I think this is going to be, you know, whether it was well planned or not, whether we thought, you know, the Republicans were just thinking two moves ahead. Well, listen, you know, Kavanaugh's sitting there and he's playing this like he's Garry Kasparov. You know, he's got the chessboard figured out, and he has just stood up and put them, like we said, put them on notice. And now the other Republicans are starting to play ball. I think what you actually see here happening is the midterm elections being solidly locked for the GOP.
This is definitely going to have a huge, huge, huge implications when we come to November. But I will say this. I'm not implying, listener, in any way, shape, or form, that Kavanaugh would change a judicial philosophy or interpretation because he can't stand Dick Durbin. What I'm saying is he sure is going to laugh all the way to the bank when he gets the opportunity to deny them what they want based on his interpretation of the law, is what I'm saying. I don't mean to suggest that Kavanaugh, because I don't believe he would do that, but I believe human nature is going to come into play, and I believe there will be votes that he takes on that court. You know, again, that's assuming that he gets seated. It would be very difficult for me to believe that somebody like Jeff Flake, as never Trump as he is, in any way, shape, or form, after witnessing what I'm witnessing today, it would be near impossible for me to believe that any Republican would vote against him at this stage of the game. Maybe, you know, give one dopey moderate somewhere the out and say, like, okay, you know, it's okay if we lose your vote, go ahead. You know, we've got Pence to come in and clean up your mess, but we understand why you have to do that. Sometimes that happens in politics. I just don't see that happening at this stage of the game, though. Mike, gun owners, the warning to gun owners. I've got to go back to that and leave it with this. The midterms. I wrote a piece about this for Breitbart News. It was out last night. It went out in a newsletter today. I hope it was re-edited, by the way. But, well, only for some punctuation and stuff that wasn't of my doing. But that's okay. I'm a stick with that stuff, man. It just kills me. Hey, I didn't do that. I didn't say that. That's not my punctuation problem. Editors did that. Nonetheless, where I'm going with this is the importance of what happens to gun owners, the importance of the midterms. If we lose the House, just the House, oh, well, it's okay. You know, we still have the Senate. That's like saying, God, gas is $3 a gallon. Well, it could have been $4. Feel good about it. No, I don't want to feel good about it. It should be $1.50. Mike, if we lose the House, people are going to say, oh, we still got the Senate. And, well, if we lose the House and the Senate, Trump's going to veto anything anyway. Dude, this is incrementalization. This is how we lose. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, first, Mark, thank you for letting me host the show last Thursday. Had a great time. It was good fun. And you're absolutely right. Incrementalization is what you're going to get there. It's just like compromise with those gun rights. We're just going to take a little bit. We're just going to eat away a little bit here, a little bit there. I don't want to take your guns away. I just want to give you a registration. I just want to do universal background checks. We all know what it means. We all know what it means.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mike Pawarski, Arms Room Radio. Tomorrow we're going to get up and do it all over again, and we're obviously going to have some real good news about this. This is going to be the talk of the night. And while I hate to ask you to stick your face in this because I know it's been a long day for you work-wise, I'm going to ask you to watch this. This has long-term ramifications. All right, until tomorrow, remember, enjoy the rest of your day. But before you do that, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Go turn your TV on and man, watch some of the pundits tonight. It's going to be some fun stuff. Enjoy the rest of your day. See you on the radio tomorrow. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.